This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you. Before we go to my next guest, I've got a few messages coming in here. Karen says, Doug, intersex people do not want the sex files implemented. It is dangerous to intersex people. Only trans people will benefit from it. That's an interesting point and perhaps one we ought to explore on a future program. Melina Smith says, it's been a privilege to observe the gay lobby in Australia, including yourself, orchestrating the best campaign in our political history thus far. Well done, and you deserve all the accolades you've received and many more to come in the future. You're all great reformers and have initiated a great vision for future generations and a true representation of modern day Australia. For many of us, it's not about equality anymore, but a confirmation that we're intelligent citizens living in a secular and progressive polity not dictated by religious doctrine and narrow-minded vested interests. Australians today have evolved and you've all reminded us of that very important status and we thank you for it. I don't know if you've seen the Melbourne magazine come out today, but there's a list of 100 the most influential Victorians, Melburnians, in fact. One of them is the said Mary Waldridge we were just talking about. Others are Sally Goldner from Transgender Victoria, Carl Catter, the brother of the infamous Bob.
Half-brother, isn't it?
Half-brother of the infamous Bob with the hat. and Ali Hogg, of course, who runs the Equal Love campaign. So, yes, congrats to those three. And this is from Terry, who says, the government gets around actually including GLBTI issues by claiming that our issues are dealt with under other minorities inclusions, which is, as he puts it, pardon my French, bollocks. Right. Thank you all for that. Keep those messages coming. Now, we've often spoken on this program about the need to reduce homophobia in schools, the place where LGBTIQ kids are most vulnerable. And we've managed to get serious money out of the Victorian government to tackle the issue with the Safe Schools program. But that's government schools. What about private schools, religious schools? Well, Progressive Judaism Victoria is doing something about that in their community. And Jonathan Barnett joins us now to tell us something about it. Hello, Jonathan.
Well, good afternoon, Doug.
All right, tell everybody who you are to start with.
Well, I'm Jonathan Barnett. I now live in Melbourne, originally from the U.S. I'm an engineer, a former professor. But what I'm really here for is a hat I wore in the U.S., which was part of a group called Keshet. Keshet means rainbow in Hebrew. And Keshet is a group in the U.S. that was formed to really foster full inclusion of GLBT Jews in Jewish life.
And this is from coming from the progressive wing of Judaism, yeah?
Well, no. In fact, it applies to all wings of Judaism. It's more accepted in the progressive wing.
Right. Because I know there's often a certain amount of tension between the more orthodox and the progressive wings of Judaism.
Well, that's...
Particularly
that's,
over GLBTIQ issues.
Well, that's true, but it's more of an issue, I think, in the past and here in Melbourne than we find in the rest of the world. Certainly in the U.S., the progressive Jews are perhaps the majority, and as a result, things are a little more accepted. But, I mean, here, what we're trying to do is bring one of the educational programs that Keshet in the U.S. developed, which is to create a warm and welcoming environment for GLBT youth within the Jewish community and bring it here to Australia, but focusing first on Melbourne and Victoria, but really across all of Australia.
Yeah.
Luckily, we have, although our home is in the progressive community, we have members working with us from all aspects of Judaism, including the Orthodox.
So how does this tie up with the JCCV, the Jewish Community Council of Victoria? Are they involved in this too?
Well, not at the moment. We've just started, and we hope they will be involved. But what's exciting is that last month they produced a report on gay Jews in the Jewish community. And let me just read the first conclusion, which will take 2 seconds. Quote, there is no doubt that an enormous amount of needless suffering is caused by thoughtless and cruel behavior that is manifested because of homophobic prejudice and prejudice towards members of the GLBT Jewish community. This 20-page report, which focuses on gay Jews and their problems, does identify the need for reaching into the schools, reaching into the community, and training rabbis and educators and youth leaders on how to create a warm and welcoming environment for gay kids.
Yeah, the problem with that report was it was it wasn't actually terribly well received within the among GLBTI Jews here in Melbourne, because it was felt to have been a bit superficial, and I think the part of that was because they got very few responses to it. But you're saying it has given you a key here.
Well, I think they've identified and justified the work I'm doing and the work that our committee is doing of, look, there is a problem. They've identified the problem, and they've said, let's go ahead and find a way to fix it. But they stopped at that.
Yeah,
they've left the door open for me. They've left the door open for the Keshet program, and that's the exciting thing.
Right. Okay. So, despite the fact that it wasn't what everybody hoped for, it's still proving useful.
Well, I mean, it's sort of interesting. John Searle, who was the president of the JCCV, he of course signed this report, and I'm excited to say that his nephew Philip Searle, who is gay, is actually part of the Keshet committee to try to start to implement some change.
Okay, so what are you actually going to do? Who are you going to be talking to start with this program? Are you going to go into individual schools, or are you going to come from kind of like a top-down thing and get a bunch of teachers together? How is this going to
Well, it's actually a multi-pronged attack. We're bringing a educator from the U.S. to teach teachers, rabbis and the other appropriate folks, really how to create this warm environment within a Jewish context, in terms of focusing on Jewish values and Jewish text, and then let them bring it into the school. Now, at the same time, while we have this educator here, we're hoping to have some community discussions, community forums, a place for everybody, not just the members of the Jewish community, to come and be involved and have the dialogue and discussion.
So when you start this program off, you're going to educate the educators. That's the way it works.
Right.
Well, this
is that's correct.
And to sort of get a hearing in the community.
Well, I think it's more than that. It's to start awareness in the community. This is the first year of what I hope will be a multi-year approach.
So what you want to try and do is build momentum.
Exactly.
Basically.
Yeah. And focusing on the educators, because they're the ones who are going to have to teach other educators. They're the ones who reach out to the kids.
Okay. So what does Keshet actually say in this program? I mean, what do you teach these teachers to do? What kind of issues do you focus on?
Well, the creating a warm environment. If you're gay and you're a teenager and you're coming out to yourself, how do you come out to your friends? Well, it's hard to do that if the school environment isn't warm and embracing.
Right.
Maybe you come out to your favorite teacher, and if your teacher doesn't know what to do, has not really thought about it, it may end up being a very negative experience. We don't want that.
Right.
And if we're going to keep the kids involved in Judaism, in their culture, they need to feel it's warm and welcoming.
Yeah.
And this is what the program focuses on, how to teach people, how to teach educators to create that warm and welcoming environment.
Right. Now, how are you going to pay for all this?
Well, we have some major fundraising activities going on. We're looking at various ways, but our kickoff, funnily enough, will be coming up on the 18th of January. There is a play called Mother Son, which is actually part of Midsummer Festival.
Right.
And we're selling tickets for $20, half of which will go to fund Keshet to give us some seed money.
Okay. So where can people go to find out information about this? Is this be on the Midsummer website?
I don't think it's on the Midsummer website, but if they call Ellen Frashman at 9533-9930, they'll be able to get information and the details of the tickets, etc.
Okay, well, if you leave, everybody's iPad is chiming away here. If you leave that phone number with me, I'll put it up on the program website as well, so that people can go and find it there. That will be at rainbowreporter.com shortly after the show. Have you been active in getting this program up elsewhere in the U.S. or whatever?
Well, I was on the board of directors of Keshet, and we've been running this program for about 3 years in the U.S.
Right.
We've
been doing this.
Isn't something
so
new.
So you know how to do this.
Well, I'm certainly bring the American view. I'd like to think I know a little bit about the Australian perspective, but frankly, I've been very surprised. The Progressive Judaism Victoria has really given us a warm welcome and a home for this, and that's really been really, really encouraging and helping us move ahead.
Well, that's really good news, and welcome to Australia as a new Australian, and the best of luck with the program. We've been, this is one thing that your near namesake Michael Barnett has dear to his heart as well, getting these kind of programs into the schools. Jonathan Barnett, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Now, coming up from one extreme to the other, from a local initiative there to the world stage, to the United Nations in Geneva, and US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, that's up next.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.